A new workshop is getting ready to open in Syracuse. It will be a place for anyone to come and sculpt, cut, weld, or print. WRVO's Ryan Delaney visited the facility recently called a makerspace as it was coming together.
All right, here we are. Salt makerspace clean.
Michael Genitasio is a sculptor and metalworker by trade, but he knows his way around a 3D printer too, like the one set up here in the clean space of an old Syracuse factory building. Genitasio is getting ready to open Syracuse's first makerspace in the Delavan Art Building on the city's near west side. It'll be called the Salt Makerspace, short for Syracuse Arts, Learning, and Technology. Along with the clean space, there's what Genitasio calls the dirty space for welding or cutting. Makerspaces are a community-accessible workshop for nearly any kind of art or project that results in a physical product. There are a growing trend in arts communities, and more are opening in upstate New York. Genitasio says he's trying to design a workshop with its own unique feel compared to other makerspaces.
So a lot of the different communities have their own kind of style and flair to them. There's everything from just a room in a building that is just computers to a building that is full of equipment and going to a place that does robotics.
Genitasio has been searching classified ads, taking donations, and raiding stockpiles of old industrial equipment to find tools and machines to fill the space. He says makerspaces aren't just for the artist or professional, but anyone with an interest in tinkering around.
What this place has the potential to be is that resource for someone who has an idea to develop it, whether that's a product or if it's an art project. They would be able to come here, learn how to do it on their own, get instruction, or collaborate with someone to develop something.
That collaboration is a big part of the makerspace experience.
Hang out for a little bit. You guys can feel free to like wander around and look at everything.
At a recent meetup at the space, a diverse group of people show up. Some were curious recent college grads, others engineers with decades of experience. They'll likely end up being both instructors and students here. The makerspace will offer classes on various art techniques and skills, or users can pay a fee and come in and use the equipment.
That whole community really is about opening it up and connecting with one another and giving access to knowledge as well as equipment.
Makerspaces have been popping up in communities across the country for a decade or so. There are ones already in Rochester, Binghamton, and Ithaca. Amanda Sharpstein is a graphic designer. She's working to get a makerspace open in Cortland called the Steam House. She says creating something is one of the best feelings in the world.
But the feeling you get when you actually make something with your own hands is phenomenal, especially with kids and teens or people just entering the workforce. Having a skill that can actually create something.
Sharpstein encourages younger kids to play with Legos to give them a feel of actual building and go from there.
And yeah, kids nowadays are learning how to do 3D modeling in school, but unless they're going to be, you know, a mechanical engineer or something, they're really not going to use it. But being able to actually make something with it is really great.
The makerspace in Syracuse will open in mid-September. Genitasio says its success will be measured as people's ideas become tangible objects. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.